give yourselves a round.
They hung him high.
A hand clap of praise.
They stretched him wide. He hung his head. For me,
have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T. Gina Alexandria.
Awesome ruler. Until redeeming.
Good with the CA. You are tuned into the spiritual broadcast. Where we will take you in an in-depth
look. But when we put it all together, this is what we'd like to call you. Gina, Jesus.
Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further
you
into the Word
in a
of
manger.
God.
Born, on a tree.
Lord, we thank you for this day. You said that we're to look to the hill, to where our help comes from. And we know that our help comes from the Lord. It comes from you, Lord, and you only. So, Lord, we just thank you for the help that you're giving us today. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in our life today. And, Lord, we ask you to help us move in excellence and in boldness, that we can get your word out to the people, that they can hear, they can understand, and that they can begin to change the life that they're in, Lord, so that they can be ready when you come. So today our lesson, we're going to be talking about how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation. Saints of God, this is a powerful lesson that we're going to be giving you today, and we want you to listen closely and understand that God is serious about his church. You know, you don't send somebody to die for mankind, all of mankind, from generation to generation. You don't send somebody to die, your only son, your only begotten son. You will not send them to die for nations and nations and nations and generations of people if you don't love them and if you don't care for them and if what you're telling him to do and impart to us, if it's not important. So that's how we come with this title. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? You know, in this next lesson, we want to point out some of these problems of the church. Just as the Holy Spirit has pointed them out to me, I'm going to point them out to you. There are some serious problems that's preventing the church from prospering, progressing in the power and in the presence of God and in all spiritual works. And in all things that Jesus came to accomplish, this is what we want to show you, how the church is failing miserably in all these things. You know, they're turning away. Everybody is going their own ways, doing their own things, and they're not having the spiritual gifts in operation in the church. You know, and it's keeping the church powerless and ineffectual. And this is not the church that God sent Jesus to die for. The church of God is God-breathed, and it's bought, and it's owned, and it's guided, and it's led, you know, by God. All of its operations, God has sent those through Jesus Christ so that we'll know what to do. And one day, he will send Jesus back. He's going to send him back for his church. And it will, he will receive it back unto himself. Saints of God, do you get the message and the meaning of what I'm saying to you? God breathed the breath of life in the nostril of man, and he became a living soul, and he gave life and a state of being to mankind. He created his family here on earth. We're the second family. We're the second family. God's got his heavenly family, and we're the second family here on this earth. Man, woman, and child. And in that order, and he gave them the authority, talking about us, and the power to rule and to govern this earth according to his rule and according to his will, not ours. Everything God set up, you know, for us, it was explicitly with specifications that these rules and regulations are not to be broken, not to be taken lightly, you know, not then, not now, and not ever. And God's rules are his rules, and they're not to be broken ever. As God's second family, we're supposed to understand this. We're supposed to get in the Word until we understand this. Our job here on earth comes out of Genesis 1 and 28. And here it is, and God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, and over everything that moveth upon the earth. These are some of the things that we're called to do and we're supposed to be doing. And that there is so much, you know, that has been given for us to do, until if we focus on just Genesis, the first chapter in the 28th verse, we could end up with volumes of CDs, you know. But for this next few lessons, we want to focus on the task of having dominion. God gave us dominion and authority over this earth. Dominion means have control over, governing power over, authority over this earth. That's a whole lot. It's a whole lot. When you look at it, you have control over this earth, governing power over this earth, and authority over this earth. Since we're talking about governing the earth, you know, we want you to know the church. The church is part in this, in world affairs, and what we're supposed to be doing in prayer and in supplications to God. This is how we can control and shape countries and nations. We don't have to go over in those nations, Ukraine and Russia. We don't have to go over there, but our prayers can go to God, and God can go there. No one can stop God. So when we pray for Ukraine, and we all become unified in our prayer, Christians, I'm talking about Christians, when we become unified in our prayer to God about Ukraine and about stopping Russia, God can do this through our prayers. So our first point is we have control over this entire earth. So how is it that the church of God, anointed, governing, and controlling body here on this earth has no power, and it shows little or no control over the affairs of this earth? You know, the governing of nations of the world, their powers, you know, we don't have any control, seem like, over that, because we don't know that we have control over that. Do you remember reading about the Roman Empire? It was ruled by Augustus, Gaius, Julius Caesar, Octavius. You know, they ruled over Europe and Africa and Turkey and the Northeast Africa, the Arabian Peninsula. These guys ruled over all these areas. And of course, we cannot forget Pontius Pilate. He was the best known for ruling over the trial of Jesus, and he gave the order for his crucifixion. We know that the time is coming up now, we call it Easter, but the time is coming up now when we talk about the crucifixion of Jesus and how he died. But we need to know that people had control over the Roman Empire if they would have prayed and if they would have done the things that they should have done. You know, now Jesus had to be crucified. They wasn't going to stop that, but they could have prayed for the other things that was going on in that nation, just like we should be praying now. The point I'm making is that Jesus was, he was there teaching and preaching the gospel, bringing Christianity into a otherwise sinful world, ruled by dictators, just like Putin, ruled by a dictator. And he was hard-hearted, leaders of governors. You know, they didn't want a true, a fair, just way of life for everybody in Rome and in surrounding areas. They had classes of people, and the lower class was always trampled on in many ways. Jesus came teaching, following peace with all men and holiness without. No man, he said, can see the Lord. This is how Jesus came. This is how Jesus came teaching and talking. We shall see the Lord. This is what we shall see in the name of Jesus. We shall see the Lord. And of course, we just can't forget. We just can't forget the things that Jesus came to do for us. He came teaching to follow peace with all men. I said that, but it deserves repeating. Follow peace with all men, holiness without. No man shall see the Lord. We have to remember that when we're teaching and preaching the gospel, no man, no woman, nobody is going to see the Lord without that criteria. And we're not going to see the Lord. In Hebrews 12 and 14, it says, love one another. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to die in our place. Jesus had to get involved because this was what he came into this world to do. That's what God sent him to do. He came teaching and preaching the word of God. And here we have all but stopped teaching and preaching a complete gospel. Now we're teaching and preaching something, but it's not a complete gospel. You know, in fear of looking out of step. You know, we stop doing this because we fear looking out of step with this world. We can't fear looking out of step with the world because we're not supposed to be in step with the world. Ain't that something? We're not supposed to be in step with the world, but we're worried about how we look to the world. You know, if the world is to be saved, the church will have to pick up where Jesus left off and his disciples left off. And here it is. Jesus and many of his disciples, they died to bring the precious word from God. And we're ashamed to tell people that, you know, they should not lie with mankind as womankind. It is an abomination to God, you know. And we find this in Leviticus 18 and 22, you know. Abomination means that it causes disgust and hatred. Now, do you want God to be disgusted with you? And in this world, it causes people to be disgusted and they hate you. God feels, or he looks harshly at our choice of disobedience to his word. And that's any choice that any of us would make to be disobedient. He feel like some of us, we feel like murder is okay, killing is okay, and that the taking of any life, whether it's 0 to 100 years old, you know, he says it's wrong. And there are punishments that must be carried out when those things are done. The punishment is built into the word. We don't